This project looks extremely bullish. The combination of a tiny market cap and groundbreaking technology plus catalysts that could make this thing explode.
This project has solved one of the biggest problems in crypto, and everyone is sleeping on it.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $5,000 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus. Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we're going to be talking about a small cap altcoin that looks extremely bullish, considering the fact they've solved one of the biggest problems in crypto, have a roadmap stacked with catalysts for the price to explode, and everyone is still sleeping on them.
This project has built a product that everybody in crypto will use. And because everybody will be using it, they will also be generating a lot of revenue. What are they doing with the revenue? They're buying back the token. Where have we seen this before in other projects? Look at the ticker Block right now. How well has that been performing? Mm-hmm. Why? Because they generate revenue and then they buy their token back and take it off the market. What have these guys created and why is everybody going to use this?
Yeah, so the reason that we said that this small cap altcoin, this project, has solved one of the biggest problems in crypto is because we're talking about crypto cybersecurity. If you have been in crypto, the chances are you have probably been scammed. You have clicked on a phishing link. You have invested in a honeypot. You've had your wallet drained. Blah, 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 blah. Every single year, you see more crypto scams. We are looking for a project that has built a one-step, a one-plugin solution that you can use on any of your main browsers and prevents you from being scammed. We're talking about AI crypto security, and this project has done it. And the best part about this is we are still early to this project because, and that's why we say it looks so bullish, the project and their product is just about to launch, like their mainstream, their flagship product. And what does it do? It scans websites before they load. It flags phishing sites before you connect. It blocks wallet drainers instantly. It flags scam links before you click. It stops fake transactions before you sign. And it blocks honeypots and malicious dApps before they touch your wallet. This is a game changer. And that's why you said every single person in crypto can use it. Once people learn about this, not only will there be way less scams, but people are going to be much more comfortable trading crypto because they actually have AI-powered security.
Yeah, look, this is a $5.6 billion problem in 2023. I don't have the figures on 2024. I can imagine it's bigger because these scammers are getting better and better every single year. There's more and more people coming into crypto. So really, this is a $10 billion problem that they're solving. I, for one, am quite terrified when I'm entering DeFi links. If I want to use some, you know, DeFi strategies to increase my APYs and all these other things, I don't really want to interact with it. Or if I come across a new project, I want to check it out. But when it says connect wallet, I'm like, I don't know, because I could easily get drained. Imagine having a detection tool that automatically prevents it in its tracks at the time of clicking on that. So the beautiful thing about this, too, is the fact that they are introducing it to, is it Chrome?
Yeah, I think all the main browsers.
Nobody is using Web3 browsers. They're slow, they're clunky. You know, they're just, to be honest, they're just not fast enough.
Yeah.
Yes, they do provide some security, but nobody's going to take the time to download a new browser. And I think that has been one of the biggest problems. You know, we've talked about Brave browser and stuff in the past, but it's just too hard to catch on.
People like Chrome.
People are going to continue to use Google. They're going to continue to use Chrome. So the fact that they now have this plugin is going to be absolutely vital for all these newcomers coming into the industry.
100%. So the project we're talking about today, the altcoin, these guys that have built what we think is one of the top looking AI crypto security products, and at time of recording is sitting at a $10 million market cap or less, is called EVA AI. And the ticker is EVA, EVA. These are the guys that have built what's called EVA Sentinel. It's going to block phishing links. It's going to block your wallet from getting drained. It's going to block honeypots. It's going to block all kinds of malicious links and software, all from their new Google Chrome extension. And it's out. It's just coming out now. This is an absolute game changer. And I think that you're going to see thousands, hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of people using a product or product like this. And when you see the tiny market cap of Eva AI, it's like, okay, look at the chart. This thing has held up extremely well through a bearish part of this market, right? Over the past few months, you've seen projects absolutely die. Eva AI, even though it is sitting at a tiny market cap, the chart has held up very well. These guys have been building this technology for a long time. It didn't just pop up in the last month or two, right? These guys have been building through a bearish trend. And they've been buying back their own token using their revenue, right? So even though the Sentinel extension isn't out yet, they've had what's called the Eva API. And Eva API has been used as an AI security software tracker and blocker for Telegram bots, for DEXs. They've got 25, 30, even more than that clients. And they're making real revenue, thousands of dollars per month. And what you said at the start of the episode, they're buying back their own EVA token on the open market with their revenue. They've already bought back nearly $200,000 of the token. That impressive flywheel, we've seen how successful that can be with Block. So I think Eva could be the next huge revenue burning, revenue buying project to absolutely explode.
Yeah, so this is one of those projects that actually makes real revenue. Currently with their API partners, you mentioned there's 25 to 30 of them currently. That's just currently. Remember, this product is relatively new, although they have been building it for a long time. Their API partners are turning $5,000 a month. So their trading platform is also pulling in $3,000 a month. This is still early stage days. With this new implementation and the new tool, they're going to be charging a subscription fee, and they're going to enable payments via ETH and credit card via Stripe. So now you're collecting Web3 money via ETH, but you're also getting the Web2 users who are going to be new to the new to crypto. And they're like, well, how do I typically pay for it? Well, they'll just use a credit card. So they have all these new avenues in terms of which they'll be able to generate more revenue through these subscription fees on top of the APIs.
Yeah, 100%. I really like the business that Eva AI is building. I love the easy technology. As you mentioned, crypto browsers, I just don't think they're going to catch on. People are going to use Chrome, but they need security. Everyone's going to be interacting with phishing links, scams, honeypots, malicious software. The Eva Sentinel is going to block all of that. The revenue generating, all the different aspects of how they've been building their partners, it all looks beautiful to me. And yes, it's sitting at a tiny market cap of under 10 million or around 10 million at time of recording. So for me, yes, I know low caps in crypto can be risky, right? You never really know. But the risk reward here looks amazing. I think I could see this at $100 million market cap. Who knows if it can go to $1 billion market cap? Nothing's guaranteed in crypto.
No, even large caps fucking tank.
Exactly. Like, you just never know in crypto. Of course, you need to do your own research. This isn't financial advice. Low caps in crypto are risky. But for me, I'm willing to take a punt on Eva AI. I think at this valuation, with the impressive technology, this thing could be a massive, massive winner.
Especially some of the other products that are rolling out, the Eva DEX, the Eva Trading, Eva Sentinel on X. You know, really, really cool. So there's a lot of really neat products that be rolling out, generating revenue. I mean, I don't think you can be sleeping on Eva at this moment.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.